Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 127, where we discuss an article from Mark Granovetter titled Economic Action and Social Structure, The Problem of Embeddedness, published in the American Journal of Sociology in 1985. Mark Granovetter's theory of embeddedness was groundbreaking because it challenged traditional economic views that treated market behaviors as purely rational and independent of social context. In his 1985 paper, Granovetter argued that economic actions are deeply influenced by social relationships and networks, rather than occurring in isolation. His work provided a middle ground between two perspectives that, in his view, were overly simplistic. One was the economic perspective that Granovetter referred to as the under-socialized view, that treated individuals as isolated, purely rational agents whose decisions are guided solely by self-interest and maximizing utility. This view, common in classical and neoclassical economics, abstracts away the rich tapestry of social relations. In contrast was the perspective of sociologists, which Granovetter called over-socialized, that viewed individuals as enmeshed in social norms, values, and cultural frameworks such that their personal agency was limited. Recognizing the limitations of both extremes, Granovetter introduced the concept of embeddedness. He argued that economic behavior is not the product of isolated rational calculations, nor is it fully determined by social norms. Instead, individuals are embedded in a complex network of relationships that simultaneously provides structure and allows for personal discretion. This integrated approach allowed social ties, trust, and networks to mediate economic transactions, reducing uncertainties, lowering transaction costs, and facilitating cooperation without completely erasing individual agency. By emphasizing this interplay, Granovetter's framework provides a more nuanced and realistic explanation of economic life, accounting for both the guiding influence of social contexts and the capacity of individuals to act independently when necessary. His insights not only spawn significant research, they also have practical use in understanding organizational behaviors. Consider how embeddedness helps with job searches, whereby personal referrals and word-of-mouth recommendations can have greater influence than the formal hiring process, or how family-run enterprises thrive on long-standing relationships built on generations rather than purely economic factors alone. In such cases, the trust and certainty that comes with such relationships supplements the economic or financial considerations and increase the comfort with which managers make tough decisions. In all, Granovetter's perspective has greatly influenced both economic sociology and organization studies, offering a much better understanding of economic behaviors within organizational settings. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.